25, Rafay. Calamity, the destruction of the First Crusade, the destruction of the three cities, Worms, Fire, and Mainz. But I would like to focus on one point, which is extremely important focus of Tisha B'Av. A lot of things to cry about in Tisha B'Av. There's so many aspects of Tisha B'Av which are weigh heavy on the heart of Klal Yisrael, and any one of them is enough to drown the person in the deluge of tears. Kodem kol chilul Hashem, churban beis hamikdash, destruction of our people. There's so many different dimensions of Tisha B'Av. I'd like to focus on one, and that's the pain of Klal Yisrael. To try to use our focus of our imagination on the tsar of Klal Yisrael, the screams, the pain of individual in Klal Yisrael, to have it enter our minds, to use the koach of imagination to see, to bring them into our vision. All of the Am Yisrael, as it says at the beginning of Chafei, Mi tein roshi mayim veini makor nozlai. My head were water, if my eyes were a fountain of tears. I would cry all day, all night, all my days, all my nights. There's no end. It's limitless. It's eternal. The amount of tears I would cry. The children, the infants, the altarmen. Then three verbs of crying, avoy, oy, alalai, chain, b'cho, becher, rav, it's just the words, just enormity, the rav, becher, herev, becher, al beis Yisrael, al am Hashem, ki noflu v'choref. Lysen in the Yisod v'shor shvavodah, he's speaking about Kimat rega of the day, al hariga satzadikim machasidim al klal umu Yisraeli sakadosha shenehar ubimisos achzorios mishunos. The level of barbarity that they can dream up in order to make a person suffer, the level of barbarity, and that was inflicted with a geschmack. I can't fathom, and what they did to us, and the terrible tsar, the misos mishunos, ein shicha v'fon of yisbarach shemo, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the tsar of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, on the harigas bon of anechmodim, the tsar of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenasu b'hem shvatim yisurim koshim umorim ve'es harigosam. Yesh lonu l'hisonenu l'konenu l'tzpar al zeh harbe me'od. V'kavonazu lo ye'edem me'odem kol yom ha'tainus. The whole tainus, this should not leave a person. V'bivada yechoshim lo la'avod gedol l'vatsuma me'od. La'bore yisrach. Our effort to be in tzar, to picture it and to try to imagine it and to feel with the people, our people, is an avoda gedola v'atzuma me'od in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, I'll give you a marshal. Achim she'ohav avihem osam v'tachlis ahava. You had brothers, and their father loved these two brothers. And one of the brothers was killed in a horrible, horrible way. Haseichel is mechayiv that the other brother should cry and be mitzayir and mekonen on tsaras aviyim, on the tsar of his father. Shegia lo tsar gadol, that came to the father such terrible tsar. Mibono, mibno anechmod, shenehrag, ובוודאי חיוב גדול על הבן להצטער על צורס אביו. גם יש להם, יש לו להצטער על אחיהם. So it's double tzar. Dar tzar on the father, what the father is going through, and the tzar al acheyem ahuv shenerag, and the tzar of my dear brother, shesoval yisurim koshim. What does it feel like? Koshim umarim v'misoso in his death, and he should cry vay vay al tzaras aviyem al tzaras acheyem. So it says Yisrael v'shosh avoda. It's an avoda gedol atzuma me'od to get in touch to feel the tzar in the kinos of in our generation, the previous generation. I think it's incumbent upon us. It's so fresh. It's a fresh gaping wound in Klal Yisrael, a horrific wound in Klal Yisrael. What happened to us? We come from families that not far removed from this. Just couple of lines from Rav Schwab's Maimer. Zecha ne'okos ne'rash tse'okos oz yuvlu l'retzach. Remember the moans in our minds. Think, hear the moans, the screams. When they were herded for the slaughter. Ye'orei d'mehem, the rivers of their blood. The demos p'neim, the tears on their face, the shrieking tears. Imagine the faces, the screaming, crying. Imagine the faces. Women watching their children pulled away from them, and what they do to them, and what they do to them in front of their faces, how they kill their children. May not be forgotten forever. He says, Chadrei Ra'al, the poison-filled rooms. Kol She'ogos, the voice of the roaring, screaming, Mikahal HaNechnokim, from those who are being choked to death, Toch Toei Ho'edim, in the gas chambers. Choking to death in the gas chambers. Thousands and thousands and thousands a day in Auschwitz. Choking, screaming. The Yisod V'Shor Shavuot says it's an avoda gedola atzuma me'od. To think of every face, to think of the faces, the tears, the screams, the cries. It's an avoda gedola. To feel the tzar of Klal Yisrael. To feel the tzar of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's Tisha. Ninth day, this day, this is the day. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. Help us to conjure in our minds, to rivet our attention on these visions. Maybe zechus for us that we should bring an end to all of our tzar, of our tzar, and the tzar HaMokom Baruch Hu, when we fulfill his ratzon with the nth degree of our kochos, all of the kochos to fill the ratzon Hashem, to be able to witness finally b'mehir v'yameinu the third Beis HaMikdash.